WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey's Supreme Court has dismissed more than 500 pending lawsuits against the maker of an acne drug that caused some patients to develop a gastrointestinal disease. The court ruled that Hoffman LaRoche's warning labels for its Accutane treatment were adequate, but plaintiffs believe the warnings should have said Accutane causes rather than is associated with inflammatory bowel disease. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway is defending President Trump after he mocked a woman who was accused his Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault. Conway told reporters at the White House that Christine Ford has been treated like a Fabergé egg by all of us, beginning with me and the president. She said Trump was pointing out factual inconsistencies when he mimicked Ford's responses to questions at last week's Senate hearing. The State Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control is reexamining its new rules on microbreweries that limited venues to hosting 25 public events per year and banned the sales of full meals with the beer. Jamie Quelly, president of the New Jersey Brewers Association, says that when the rules were made official in September,
I'm not necessarily sure that they expected too much of the pushback. And how passionate our consumers sort of were.
When the first set of rules was established in 2012, Quelly says most people define microbreweries as places to make and sell beer, not host parties. If anyone can help police identify the driver who struck and killed a dog on Route 9 in Stafford Township, there's a $500 reward in it for you. Tana, an American Pit Bull Terrier, darted into traffic near Silo Road last week. Many cars stopped to keep the dog safe. One woman even had Tana by the collar, but the dog broke free just as a car sped around the stopped traffic and struck her. Expect a call on your cell phone from President Trump at 2:18 this afternoon. 225 million phones across the U.S. will wail and buzz as FEMA conducts an emergency alert test. The alert will be similar to that of an Amber Alert or a flood watch warning, with the subject of the alert reading Presidential Alert. But remember, it's only a test. No action is needed. Owners who directly rent out their Jersey Shore vacation homes have been flooding the phone lines of Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin, urging action to alter a law enacted in July that requires them to begin charging nearly 12% in taxes. Assemblyman John McKeon says that was unintentional and will be reversed by significant bipartisan majorities in the legislature.
But they won't any longer. You know, certainly by the first of the year, if not before, we'll have a bill on the governor's desk to sign.
The new law taxes short-term rentals brokered through online sites such as Airbnb and exempts those down through a licensed real estate agent, but includes them on rentals handled directly by a homeowner.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.